we finished the second Torah in our Zechardish, and I mentioned I wanted to learn a little bit from the Shira of the Nazir on this Torah. There's just a small piece of the Shira. So that was sent to you. I don't know if you got it, how it works, if you printed it. If it's kedai to always keep your eyes open for things that might come in. So if not, just try to pay attention as much as you can. It's hard. No. Thank you. Where it says Mekor HaChaim HaKadosh. For those who haven't, Mekor HaChaim HaKadosh. The problem with when learning the Torahs of the Nozer is that it's not really easier than Rav Kook. But he opens up some of the musagim that Rav Kook uses and brings them into our understanding in a way that's we're a little bit more familiar with. So the first Torah and the second Torah, Makor HaChaim HaKadosh, what is Kadosh? Now everything in this world we can see from that perspective of Kadosh and not from Chol. Which maybe next week we'll put all of this into the context of the parashiyos that we're in now with Yaakov Avinu and then with Yosef at Tzadik, with Chanukah. It's all about, everything we're learning here is about Chanukah. So Mitch Hashem will try to do a little bit more of that next week. But let's learn a little bit from the Nazir. V'nikan noisef la'atzilis mekor ha'chaim l'dvareinu. Ha'olamis ha'olyoinim shom ha'kodesh. Remember we learned last week or 2 weeks ago that there really isn't any translation for that word kodesh. And there's a difference between kodesh and kodesh and kiddush. Ha'olamis ha'olyoinim shom ha'kodesh. In the higher realm of existence, which in the language of Kabbalah is referred to as the world of Atzilus. The world of Atzilus, and the world of the spheres, and so on. Shom HaKodesh. That's the world that's called Kodesh. Lo Olam Shel Chol. That's a world that is not of Chol. Shel Ra. There's no Ra. There's no Chol. There's no Ra. There's no evil. Zuama, there's none of the filth that was brought into this world as a result of chait. There's no zuama, there's no ovel, meaning there's no injustice or chait. Ela kol neetzal mikodesh, everything emanates from kodesh, tov, tahor, tzedek v'emes. That's what Rav Kook means, that the yisod of das, that the foundation of our way of thinking, of the Jewish way of thinking, the yisod of our way of thinking about everything and about looking at everything, is from the perspective of kodesh mimkor hachaim. That's all that we've been learning about in these Torahs. From that perspective of kodesh mimkor hachaim, that everything comes from the source of life. Yesh Kodesh V'chol. We live in a world where there is Kodesh and Chol. Ha'idea ha'nitzchis hi, the ultimate ideal. He calls the idea ha'nitzchis, the eternal idea. Ha'idea ha'nitzchis, the great ideal of all of life is Shachol Oyla LaKadosh, to bring Chol up to Kadosh. The Mara of the Sulam of the latter in this week's parasha, that's exactly what the Sulam is about, which is what the way it's understood by the Mekubalim, by the Tzaddikim. Sulam Mutzav Arza V'Roisha Megia Shemaima O'Malach Elokim Oylem V'Yardim Bo. That there's a ladder, and the foot of the ladder is on the earth, and it ascends to Shemayim. Malach Elokim Oylem V'Yardim Bo. And the angels are descending and ascending Malachim Elokim Oylim Yardim Bo. There's a difference of opinion. It's found already in Chazal and between the Mefarshim. What does it mean, Oylim Yardim Bo? Does it mean the latter? Does it mean Yaakov Avinu himself? But that Mara of the Sulam means that everything here in the world of Chol is connected, comes from, emanates from, is a materialization of the world of Kodesh. Malach Elokim Olim V'Yardim Bo, rising, going up and going down. The ultimate ideal is that there always be that connection between Shemayim and Aretz. That's the Sulam Mutzav Aretz of Rosh HaMegiah Shemayim. Everything we see in this world is called Mutzav Aretz, the Sulam, the bottom of the ladder. That's Mutzav Aretz. So the Tachlis is to always think and to always remember that Rosh is Megiah Shemayim, that with everything in life, whatever we see, whatever we touch, whatever we come into contact with, all we're looking at is that part that's called Mutzav Arza, the part that's on the ground, the part of the ladder that's on the ground. But Verosha is Megiah Shemayim, but the top of the ladder reaches Shemayim. And Malach Elokim Olim V'Yardim Bo means the person himself is a means of connecting heaven and earth. That's our tachlis, is to connect heaven and earth. And that's of course why man's name, Adam, means Adama, means the earth. And it also means, as it says in Pasuk, Adama le'elyon. The name of Adam means Mutzav Arza, the earth, and Adama le'elyon means that I resemble the highest world, Adama le'elyon. That's the latter. That the Chol is Eilul HaKadosh, to lift up all of Chol, to bring all of Chol up to Kadosh. That's the tachlis of our lives, to make this connection between Kodesh and Chol. Ka'amor b'mayim ha'kodesh ha'klali, as Rav Kook speaks about later on in the second chelik, Rav Kook says, Harayon ha'nitzchi, the ultimate ideal thought, meaning purpose of life, hu his'alus ha'kol la'kodesh, is the uplifting of everything to Kodesh. This is, of course, is one of the major themes in all of the writings of Rav Kook, is how to see all of Chol Baspeklaria from that perspective, with that vision of Kodesh. So he writes, Achas mehatu'udos shechizgalus rozei Torah ba'olamhi. One of the purposes, one of the goals of the revelation of secrets of Torah in this world. Achas metuda shelis galus rose Torah ba'olam hi, lahashkif halachol, to be able to look upon chol, to see all that is plain, physical and mundane and so on. Lahashkif halachol mitoichas beklaria shel kodesh. From that perspective, that way of seeing of Kodesh, Lada'as, to know. She'ein be'emes chol muchlat ba'olam. That in truth, there is nothing that's absolutely chol in the world. There is no such thing as absolute chol. She'ein be'emes chol muchlat ba'olam. There isn't really such a thing as chol muchlat in the world. Va'idezer, achdus ha'olamim mizbaletes. And through this way of thinking, the unity of all worlds is emphasized or is revealed. V'ruach ha'adam holech mezgadol, and the spirit of man becomes greater and greater. When a person realizes, when a person thinks about that, there is nothing really that's chol. Eating and sleeping and drinking and work and everything, there is nothing at all that is chol muchlat. Everything is a sulam, is a ladder. The tachlis is to be oilim v'yardim bo, to ascend and to come back down and to bring more up, and that's the tachlis of life. Achdus ha'olamim. V'ruach ha'adam ha'olech ha'mezgadol b'sod chayim elyonim. When Rav Kook speaks about the ruach of man Halachim as Gadol becomes greater and greater, it's obvious that one of the main causes of our failure to become great is that we don't think of life as being particularly as we don't think of our lives as being particularly significant. If someone tells you about a big tzaddik, that the big tzaddik, his brachas are important, and when he eats, it's important. We believe that. But when it comes to ourselves, we just see things as being chol muchlat. We feel that life is just, life is plain. You know, what I wear, what I say, a person doesn't think that what he's doing and what he's saying and what he's thinking is connected by a ladder to the highest worlds. He doesn't think that way. He just thinks it's just mutzav arze. He doesn't believe in the sulam. He doesn't believe in the ladder. Or he thinks that there's a ladder, but that's only by Yaakov Avinu and other big people, but not by regular people like me. So what difference does it make if I say Kriya Shema Lamita? What difference does it make if I say this bracha properly? What difference does it make if I wear this dress or I wear this jacket, whatever it is? What difference does anything make? It doesn't make a difference. That feeling that my life is chol, is the makar of man's smallness, of all the katness of life. That's where the katness comes from. Because I think that I'm a katn, and I think that my life is a life of katness. So when I go shopping, it's a life of katness. It's a life of katness. It's a life of smallness. Only from this perspective of the connection between Kodesh and Chol, and how really there is no absolute Chol, because everything is illuminated by the Kodesh, Ruach Ha'adam Holechem Es Gadol. Then the spirit of a person, Holechem Es Gadol, becomes greater and greater. A person becomes greater. He realizes that regardless of how smart or not smart, regardless of how successful and whatever in this world, a person is a Sula Mutzav Arz, a Rishon Megi Yeshamayim. We said Chaim El Yoinim. Kodesh, Kodosh, Kedusha, Hashem Kodesh, that word Kodesh, built-in nigdar b'mahusa v'atzmusa, is undefinable in its essence, can't be defined in its essence. It's built-in nigdar b'mahusa v'atzmusa. Es etzem ha-kodesh ein anu yodim, the actual Kodesh, the actual Kodesh itself, that world where there's no Ra, where there's no Chait, that world of perfection, that world of Atzilus, Ein Ani Yodim, we don't know that. Ela Es Hofa Osav, all we know is how it makes appearances, or how it appears, or how it's revealed in this world. Mizalai Yatirdanu, and one shouldn't be occupied with this. That's not the Inyan, it's not our Inyan. That's called b'muflum m'chal tidrosh. There are things that are hidden from us. The essence of Kodesh is hidden from us. We don't know what that is itself. That's not important. What's important is to believe that it exists, and to believe that everything in this world is suffused, is the sof of the shtalshlus that comes from that world of Kodesh. It's connected to Kodesh. We don't know what Kodesh itself is. That shouldn't bother a person. One shouldn't be occupied with these things, with these inyanim, of thinking about them. With all of the sophistication of Rav Kook's teachings, he's in that respect, he's very much like Rabbi Nachman, that he was very much against philosophical chakiras, to understand why that is, what that is. With all of the complication and sophistication of Rav Kook's Torah, it's really a world of pashtus and of tmimus and of emuna, of tzadik u'menasa yechya. We don't know what it is. V'zaliyat v'idano. B'yichud l'fi b'karas ha'tfuna ha'tahara. Now, one of the most important and influential books, certainly at the time of Rav Kook, it was from before Rav Kook, but that had a huge impact on the world of thought and of philosophy and so on at the time, was was Immanuel Kant's book, The Critique of Pure Reason. Don't bother with it. I mean, I read it. I'm still trying to figure it out. Well, I'm not trying to figure it out, but I never figured it out exactly. But it's a very hush of a book. And she said HaKlal. The Nozir says the yisod of Kant's famous book is Es Adover Kishu La'atzmo Ein Onu Makirim. The thing itself we don't understand. We don't understand Ein Onu Makirim Ela Es Hofa. We don't understand it itself. Ela Es Hofa Osav. Only how it affects and influences our lives. Zel b'chol davar. Now that's with everything. Kant wasn't speaking about Elokus. He was speaking b'chlal. B'chol davar. The thing itself. You're married to somebody for 50, 60, 70 years. Do you really know the person himself or herself? To know the thing itself, the person itself, we don't really know. V'chol shekein es ha'elyon. And how much more so, ha'elyon. The world above. Osa hadover shuhul atzmo ain anu yodim. The thing itself we don't know. Ain makirim ella esoyf oisov vehein hakadusha hakadosh. Therefore, kodesh we don't really know. What we do know, or all that we speak about and we try to connect to, is kedusha and kodesh, and all the different ways that kedusha. So one of the hofaot. He's speaking about the haifos of Kodesh. One of the, so when you learn Kedoshim Tiyu, right? And Rashi brings down, what's Kedoshim Tiyu? Prushim and Harayis, right? You have to separate yourself from things that are, from matters that are immoral, in Yonim of Harayis. So Rashi is not defining what Kodesh is. This is a very common mistake that people make. So someone asks you, what is holiness? See, the answer is, holiness is being separated from Arayis. Well, the Ramban says Kedusha means things that are mutter, to be a person that even things that are permitted to you to be separated from. So I mentioned this a few weeks ago. So people make the mistake to think that's what holiness is. That's not what holiness is. Kodesh is undefinable. It's only those things, in other words, where you find, Chazal said that Kol Mokom, wherever you'll find precious from Arayis, you'll find Kedusha. That's what Chazal said. You'll find Kiddush. Doesn't mean that that's Kodesh. It means it's one of the Hofa'ot, it's one of the manifestations of Kedusha in this world, where it's clear, where it's obvious. It doesn't mean that's what Kodesh is. So that somebody goes up thinking that holiness means separation from Arayis. That's not what holiness means. It's a Teifa'ah. You understand? There's a very big difference. It's a manifestation of Kedusha. It's not what Kedusha is. It's just Kol Mokom, wherever you will see a gedder and you'll see a precious from Arayis, you should know that there you'll find Kedusha. There you'll find the light of Kedusha, the Oiris HaKadosh. There you'll find there'll be an inspiring presence, a feeling, a chush, a hergish of Kedusha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tells us that Hashem Yisbarach despises Zima. He can't stand it. It doesn't say this by other things. It says, even by Rabbi Zohar, doesn't have such a strong lashon, that Hashem despises sexual impurity, these things, immorality. He's soinei zima. Elokeim she Yisrael soinei zimo. Bilam said that. Chazal put their stamp on it, that Hashem Yisbarach despises sexual impurity. He hates that. It's a very strong lashon. Soinei. Elokeim shel elu soine zimahu. He can't stand it. So, when there is a person who's mugdar barayis, when there's a tzaddik, who's very strong in this union of Kedusha, of Shmira Sabris and Kedusha, or a woman who's very strong in that world of Kedusha, of Shmira, so that's an unbelievable hofa'ah of Kedusha, meaning that there one can sense that Kodesh, you could sense something different in a very, very strong way. But that doesn't mean that you know what that is. You just know that it's here, something is here that's different. but you don't know what it is. It's just that you're able to feel, you're able to sense something that's being brought down by one of the Malachi Elohim down into this world, or you're able to feel that that the tzaddik is taking you up to something that's higher than that. You're able to feel that. You're able to know that it's present. But that doesn't mean you know what it is. You're just coming into contact with one of its hofas. Simply when you're in a Malkum Kaddish, the whole world is Hashem. I spoke about this many times over the years, what that means. When you go to the Kaisel, when you go to Rosh Hashanah, when you go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, that's not Kodesh, but it's a very strong Hofa'ah, manifestation, appearance, is galus of what is Kodesh, but it's not Kodesh itself. A cemetery is not Kodesh, and the Kaisel is not itself Kodesh. It's a very powerful Hofa'ah of Kedusha. And so the Mishnah says that in Eretz Yisrael, so you have different Madregas of Kedusha. Now, the fact that it's called Kodesh HaKadoshim is not the same thing as Kodesh. I'm not going to go into that right now. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit next week. But the union of being in a Malkum Kedusha, what does that mean? What's different about being like a Kivrei Tzaddik? What's different by being by Maris Machpela, by being in Eretz Yisrael? When you step in Eretz Yisrael, there's a more powerful Haifa of Kedusha. That connection between heaven and earth is more obvious in that place. When you buy a tzaddik, who's special about tzaddik, who's Shem HaBris, in a very strong way, so the sense of that connection between heaven and earth is very, very strong. Akadekach, that you feel that the person has come out not even in this world. Like the Lubavitch Rebbe said about the Belzer Rebbe, when he met him, the Lubavitch Rebbe said as Tzura Unchaimer. He is spirit without matter. Well, Rabbi Shabbos saw in the Belzer Rebbe, he said that he's like a kemat not in this world. There's hardly anything there in this world. It's the union of the tzaddik, being the presence of the tzaddik, where you feel that connection. But it's not Kodesh itself. Kodesh itself is something. Like he says that we don't know what it is, we can't understand it. All the Kisvei Hari, all of Kabbalah, is to study the Shtalshlus of the Kodesh into our lives, the descent of that world of Kodesh, and how it descends into our lives. Kodesh itself, we don't go there. Just understand from that place of Malchus of Atzilus descending into our lives. So. Atzilus itself, that's not our any. That's Bemuflam Mukha, that's something. At some point, at least, we don't go to that place. But all of the Ari and all of the Zohar Kodesh and all the Ramak and all the Kisvei Kabbalah is to understand the Ishtalshlus. And when the Noza says, when using the terminology of Kabbalah, of Chochmas Emes, Vasfiris, Kodesh is Keser, is the crown. But again, even by the Keser, by the crown, we're not going to learn Kabbalah in Yom now, but there's the higher part and there's the lower part. So there are manifestations of Keser, and of course everything in our lives is the spheres, including Keser, so Rotzen and Einig v'chulot, all of the things are hofos of Keser. The crown itself, meaning the higher part, which is Reshit L'Asiyata, the unknowable beginning, which is the higher part of the crown. It's L'Asiyata. We don't know what that is. But L'fi Chochmas HaSfiris Kodesh Keser HaChochma Chochmas Me'ayin Timotzei. My Kodesh, Shleimusa de Koilo. Mr. Zohar HaKadosh says, My Kodesh, what's Kodesh? Shleimusa de Koilo, the perfection of everything. Dikri Chachme Ilah, which is called also Chachme Ilah. Shleimusa de Koilo, Chachme Ilah. there were tzaddikim in this world that that tried to go into that place, which is b'muflam u'mechor, and they were harmed by that, or they died because of that. I read in a sefer recently about the Baal HaSulam, Zechus Yigaleinu, that Rav Ashlag, that he was an Ish Kodesh Ma'od, with unbelievable Hasagis in Kabbalah, Pnimius, and that he was a Chassid of Rav Oshia Yeshua Parasavar. He also used to go to Yisachar Dov and Belz, but he was by the Parasavar. The Parasavar was a big, big hidden tzaddik. He didn't have many chassidim because it was very hard to be one of his chassidim. It wasn't like just being a member. You had to be a big, big, big oivid, and he had very few chassidim. And Rav Ashlag came with two of his chaverim. These are the three biggest oivdim by the Parasavar. We're talking about around 1890, that time. So he came with his two chaverim, and didn't say the names of those two tzaddikim, and the three of them came in to the Parasavar, to the Rebbe, to say that they had reached a place where they had touched upon this world that's called Shleimusa Dekarlo Chachmi Ilah, that highest place of wisdom. They called it Chachmi Ilah. They came to a place of Chachmi Ilah, and the Parasavar, the Rebbe said to them, "So now what are you going to do?" So the two of them said that we have nothing else that we could do. And they both died within 2 weeks. Rav Ashlag said, "Now I'm going to begin to work. I have to begin my work now." And he had a chesam. So they mamish died within a week or two. Then it happened again with Rav Ashlag. Then he was after the parasav was nifter, and Rav Ashlag was by the. He didn't want to go. He felt that he was not going to get the answer he wanted. He also had this inyan that he was just becoming lost in that world of Chachmi Ilah. Whatever, we don't know what that means. That somehow he had his hand on the doorknob of that world of Kodesh, and he didn't want to go to the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe was a tzaddik that he also held as his Rebbe, and it's a whole amazing letter that he wrote that we have from him. It was found. He didn't give it out to the world, but his son found it in his ksavim, hidden. It's a whole letter of what happened when he went to the Belzer Rebbe. But the kitzur of it was, is the Belzer Rebbe, the second that he walked in to the Belzer Rebbe, he came there by davening, and the Belzer Rebbe turned around and started like yelling at him, and he was doichim very, very, very much, and it was a whole thing. Then the Rav Ashlag was crying, and the inyan that the Belzer Rebbe was saying to him is that you're going to end up like your two friends. You have to return to emuna pshuta, simple faith. Go away from that place. This is a world of simple faith. And Rav Ashlag, as hard as it was for him, he did that. Again, I don't know what any of that means, but this was his avoda, and he stayed connected to this world. And he owed his life. He said he owed his life to the Belzer Rebbe, because the Belzer Rebbe Mamash let him have it. He said, "This is not the kav of this world is kav yamin, and of chesed of doing and of giving to this world, and of not separating yourself from this world, but of giving the world and doing in the world and being involved in the world, and somehow he was able to bring Rav Ashlag back into the kalim of this world. He was leaving the world, Mamash." This is after everything that happened with his friends. He couldn't be in this world. He felt he couldn't continue on being in this world in a regular way. But that's not. We don't have problems like that. Mitch and we're all going to live long, healthy lives. Yeah, but in this, by us, if somebody has something they like, they say, "This is out of this world." The food is out of this world. That's the highest we get. This chant is out of the world, out of this world. said big Bali Madregas. Rav Ashlag used to have, you know, he used to give a shiur every night in Kabbalah, every night, including Friday night. He had a shiur in Kabbalah, and there were between 5 and 10. You weren't allowed to just come, you understand? It was by invitation only, and these are the biggest. Each one was a rabbi, like I'm a big tzaddik. And the shiur was every night from 1 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock. Then they toiled in the mikveh, and then they davened. At some point they interrupted with they davened a sikkun, and then they continued learning. But it was the shiur was 8 hours. When he first came to Eretz Yisrael, the shiur was in, when he came from Morsel, he came to Eretz Yisrael, so the shiur was where he lived, which was in the old city. But then he became the Rav in Givat Shaul, and there was and the Talmidim walked every single night. Listen, you know where that is, from the old city to Givat Shaul. They didn't have any cars or anything, and not only that, but in those years it was very scary because there was a big empty area, and there were animals there and the Ishmaelim, and it was very scary to walk. And they had these Talmidim for years and years and years. They went there, and every night from 1 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock, even Friday night, they went there to learn with him Kabbalah. And his Rebbetzin once, they were very, very, very poor, unbelievably poor. So Rebbetzin said to him once that, why is it that all the Rosh Hashivas and all the Rebbes that have by their shiurim or by their chassidus, by their tish, they have hundreds and thousands of people, and we have here like 5-6 people. Why is that? She asked her husband. So Rav Ashlag said, the Baruch Shalom has fewer people by his shiur than I have. The Baruch Shalom, there are fewer people than I have. By the Baruch Shalom shiur, there are less people. It's a very deep part, what he said. Yeah. How many people are in this madrega, the Bali Madregas? Yeah. So don't feel bad if you give a shiur and only a few people, you shouldn't feel bad. The Baruch Shalom has fewer people at the shiur. Yeah. And so we say Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos. By Kedusha, that's called Kedusha Mishloshes. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos. Right? The Pasuk in Navi, Yishai, V'kar, Zel, Zav, Omar. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos, Moloi, Chalar, V'tzkevaydai. So the Nozah says, Aleph. So what are these three things? Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Aleph, Kodesh ba'aliyosa l'kesa ha-machshava. The first means the highest, which is Kodesh, that this world is connected to, ascends to, kesa ha-machshava, kesa, the crown of machshava, of thought. Beis, Kodesh, the second is bisbashtusam, B'tiferes Olam, as that Kedusha that comes from the highest place of Keser of Machshava descends into the Tiferes of this world. Tiferes of this world is referring to the study of Torah. And Gimel, Kodesh B'Spashtus B'Netzach V'Hod, Kodesh that it spreads forth and descends to the Midas of Netzach and Hod, and from there L'malochal ha'aretz kevodo, mezel kevodo, and that's Hashem's kavod. That everything that's in this world is ascending, is to bring everything up on that ladder, from malochal ha'aretz kevodo, to be able to see in this world everything is kavod Hashem. That means to climb up this sulam, this ladder. We're talking about the bala sulam, right? It's a good time to talk about the bala sulam. To climb up this ladder and to ascend through Netzach, Malchus, to ascend through Yisod, up to Netzach, up to Hod and to Netzach, all the way up to Tiferes, which means the Midas of Chesed Gvur Tiferes, to Kesa Machshava. That's the Kodesh, 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 the three stages, or the three main stops, so to speak, on the ladder. The bottom of the ladder, Mutzav Arza, that's called the Malochal Aretz Kevodo. That's Malchus of Malchus, Malach Haaretz Kavoda, that's this world of Eidel Masiyah. Then the higher, then above that, is the spacious of the light of Hashem, of Kodesh, into the world of the Midas of Netzach and Hod, and then Tiferes and Kesed Machshava. Again, how all of that, what all that means and how to do that, that's what all the Svarim, that's all the Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus, that's all that the Svarim are about. Which is the Inyan of the Yir B'Tachton, of Hashem in this world, of the Shechin in this world, and connecting to the Shechin in this world. Zau Kvaydi. Sof Dover, Ha'ikr Shahakol Bom Yim Karachayim. This is what Rav Kook is speaking about in these Torahs of Chochmas HaKodesh. Sha'kol bom yimkor ha'chayim. Everything comes from Mkor ha'chayim. Mimkor ha'kodesh. Ha'mispashet v'yarid lamata, that spreads forth and descends below, la'eretz ha'kodesh. The greatest hisgalus of that is going to be in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Nevuah. And the place that's Eretz HaKadosh, again, it's the strongest hofa'ah of Kedusha in this world, is Eretz Yisrael. So Das HaKadosh Mimkor HaChayim. And that's what's referred to by Rav Kook as Das HaKadosh, a way of thinking that's called Kodesh. That means that everything that it comes, that way of looking at things, that everything comes Mimkor HaChayim. Now you should have where it says Yud Zayin Achdus Hasechel Vadimin. You have that, or you should. If you don't have that, you also don't have that.
Yeah.
Right. Does everybody have a way of getting it from Moshe David? You don't have a way of getting it. You could
go on the website and go under Shirim, and then you could sign up.
Oh, so if you go onto the website by Shirim, you could sign up, and then you get it automatically. Yeah. Good. That's for Chavrusi Yosef Tzadik also. So
everything.
Yeah, okay, good. Right. Okay. Achdus Hasechel Vadimin. It's a much bigger shiur. We're just doing a little bit that we can try to understand a little bit of it. So you have the sefer. It's on page. You have the sefer. It's page 9 Gimel. Aval eich megiim el hayidiyah hamukazos. So how does one reach this way of this deep way of knowing things? How do you get there? Eich megiim el hayidiyah hamukazos. Okay, this das hakodesh. There's a way of knowing things that's called das hakodesh. So how do you get there? Eich megiim el hayidiyah hamukazos. Eich megiim el hakaras hakol mitzad mekar hakol. How does one reach a recognition of everything from that perspective of the Makar HaKol, of the source of all that exists? How does one get there? Shu HaGova HaElyon Shel Hamada, that Rav Kook was speaking about, the Gova HaElyon that we just learned in the second, the Gova HaElyon of Mada, the highest height, Gova HaElyon of Mada, of all science and knowledge. Shall zen the suas hein ene kol chai, which Rav Kook said, the eyes of all that exists are turned towards that, are looking upwards to try to understand that. How do we get there? Ech mesigim hasagas kodesh zu. How is it possible to reach hasagas kodesh zu, this hasaga of Kedusha? Now the Nozer was he wasn't part of the Rav Ashlag's Chabura, because he was ready later, but I mean, he didn't. I don't. It could be. He met him. I don't know. Rav Kook definitely was. Rav Ashlag, some have that. Rav Kook's haskama. He was very close to Rav Kook. but the Nozer was also part of that select group of tzaddikim who were climbing this ladder all the way to the top. So Eich Mesigim Hasagas Kodesh Zu, Hatshuva Hi. Bihigoyin HaKodesh. Now there's going, we're going to get to that section of Arz HaKadosh. This is called Higoyon HaKadosh. Now, what is the word in Hebrew? What does it mean, Higoyon? It's usually translated as logic. What? It's usually translated as logic. In modern Hebrew, it's translated as logic, Higoyon. It comes to the word of Haige, or Behem, Yege, Neg, Yom HaValayim, Nege, Yom HaValayim, means...
Meditate,
what?
Meditate.
Contemplate and meditate is more than because when it, higayon, logic is really how it's used more in modern Israeli. But the higisa b'yom v'layla is not an inyan of logic. It's more contemplation and meditation. It's more what it is. So and that's how the tzaddikim use the word, and that's how Rav Kook uses it also. Not as logic. Contemplation and meditation. Atshuva hi b'higayon hakodesh. Shom Mesoiv Seder HaDimyon HaElyon on page Reis Samachvav Perek Tzadik HaAchdus BaHasagis Shebiksav Yad Kodesh BeKovitz Katan Baruch Hashem, now we have these things Somuch V'Kodem LePerek Zeh Shalonus, that's where it is. V'Hu Shehik Tarnu Lo Koseris HaAchdus BaHasagis HaKodesh. The Nozer was the one who gave the headings of all the chapters. Rav Kook didn't write any titles. So the Nozer says, I call that part of Rav Kook, that piece of Rav Kook's Torah, Ha'achdus Bahasogas HaKadosh. Ha'achdus Bahasogas HaKadosh. The unity in the Hasogas in the Hasogas of Kadosh. Ha'achdus Bahasogas HaKadosh. You see in footnote 81, nowadays you could find that in the Shemoneh Kevod Simchas. That's where you could find it. In the Shemoneh Kevod Simchas, Ha'achdus Basogas HaKadosh, Basogas Shel Seichel HaChiloni. So there Rav Kook explains that when it comes to understanding things, Hasogas, when it comes to understanding something, Hasogas Shel Seichel HaChiloni, to the secular mind, Basogas Shel Seichel HaChiloni, Hasagas of the secular mind, of the Seichel HaChiloni, Seichel HaChol, Poel HaSeichel B'fnei Atzma. The Seichel operates independently. Pure reason. Pure intellect. That's how the Seichel operates. When it comes to Seichel HaChiloni. V'hadimyon B'fnei Atzma. And imagination operates also independent, separately, two different worlds. The Nozer is Rav Kook is explaining that those are two different worlds. There's the world of pure reason and intellect, seichel, and then there's the world of imagination, of dimyon, of fantasy, imagination. Those are two different worlds, two different brains. Even the way the brain works, the right side and the left side. Those are two different brains, mamish. Those are two meiches. There's seichel and there's dimyon. One of the things that the Kuzri said to the king, one of the things that Rabbi Yehuda Levi said was saying to the king was with all of the great wisdom of the philosophers, did you ever find any of your philosophers that became a Navi? No Naviim. Navu is something that cannot be. And again, without getting to the conversation about Bilam, what happened with Bilam, that's not for now. But no matter how brilliant a person is, Seichel itself cannot make a Navi. Because pure Seichel, pure intellect and reason, without it being connected to dimyon, cannot bring about nevuah. So in this secular seichel chiloni, pala seichel b'fnei atzmo. The seichel is one thing, but dimyon b'fnei atzmo, imagination is another thing. Minyanim estetiyim, and aesthetic things, v'ha'pu'ula b'fnei atzmo, and then doing something is also something separate. So there's the seichel of pure reason and logic. That's the Seichel HaChiloni. Then there's dimyon, there's imagination. And then there's action, pula. b'fnei atzma. Next page. V'haregish b'fnei atzma. And there are emotions. Emotions. Aval ba'asogas hakar. And these are all working independent one of the other. Aval ba'asogas hakardish. So here the Nazir is saying, bringing down to Rav Kook, explain how does one come to look at the world this way, the way that Rav Kook is describing. Aval ba'asogas hakardish kol his galus klula b'chol hakarches kulam. With asogas hakardish, all of these karches have to be bound one to the other. They're not independent of each other. They all are connected. They're all a chain, wound together, woven together, not separate. That's the union of Chabad, Chagas, Nihim, Chochma, Vina, Das, Chesed, Gvul, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisod, and Malchus. Everything is bound together. But so does HaKadosh call his Galus Kulam, but call HaKarchas Kulam. HaRegesh V'HaPu'ula. Emotions, feelings, with actions. That when you do something, that when you're doing something, that act that you're doing is bound together and connected to that hergish that you had, which is connected to that machshavah that you had. You don't separate these into different compartments. Hadimyon v'haseichel, imagination and intellect. Kulam agudim ba'achdus achas. Rav Kook says they're all bound together ba'achdus achas in unity. It means whenever you're doing something, it's not just an action that's taking place. Again, it's kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. That physical act is the part of the ladder that's mutzav arza. But the ladder is a ladder that one is connected. The Seichel Achol, what the Nozer is explaining and Rav Kook is explaining, is that the Seichel Achol is that there are madregas, there are higher places and there are lower places. But there are no rungs that are connecting one to the other. You understand? There are higher things and there are lower things. So, but you can't travel from one to the other. You don't travel from one to the other. They're not connected one to the other. Just higher and lower. Higher madrigas and lower madrigas. So there's the top, there's the bottom, and so on. Now one of the things, of course, one of the things, the thing that the Baal Shem HaKadosh came to repair was this ladder. Was the belief in this ladder. That you should know that even that you're a simple person, that you should know that every bracha that you make and every single thing that you do is Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayim. Because what was happening within Klal Yisrael is that you had people that were great, great people. They were like at the top of the ladder. And you had plain Jews and they were at the bottom of the ladder. Yeah. And there wasn't anything connecting from the top to the bottom. So the higher people were completely detached from this world and the lower people were completely detached from the other world. And there was no movement between the higher and lower. The whole Indian of the Baal Shem Tov is Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzavakai, is Melochal Aretz Kevodo, Melochal Aretz Kevodo. Melochal Aretz Kevodo. Every single thing that you do, even the simplest person, you should know, every single thing that you do is Hashem Tzilcha, Amish.
Is that what Rabbi said about that you should meditate or contemplate? Is that, that's going to bring you to a level of Kedusha?
Right, so that's what the Nazir is explaining. The only way that one can ascend that ladder is by meditating upon this reality. Mm-hmm. The connection, the interconnectedness of machshava, of thought, of emotions, of dimyon, and of actions, mm-hmm. that everything that one does is in a contemplative way. That is what builds that ladder that has the rungs that connect from here to there. Or else things are just dangling, and you know. So you and I could read something in a safe when you have a Gevaldige Hasaga, and think about something very, very high and very beautiful. But then 10 minutes later, you know, you could be pushing somebody in line, you know, in the grocery. So it's not There's no connection between one thing and the other. What I do and what I think and what I feel and how I act and how I think and what I imagine and so on, all of these things are just dangling and separated. The way to come to these hasagas is through this sulam. And the sulam, the ladder, is it consists of these rungs. And everything is kulam agudam ba'achdus achas. Everything is bound together ba'achdus achas. Kedei lagil adas ha-kadosh b'mekor ha-chaim, shu ha-gar ve'elyon shel ha-mada, tzorach b'shir, b'regesh, b'dimyon, he adds b'shir, song, b'regesh, emotion, dimyon, seichel, b'yichud b'mo'adei kodesh. And the times that we have greatest access to kodesh is b'mo'adei kodesh, is by the Yom Tov and by Shabbos and Yom Tov. B'yichud b'mo'adei kodesh. Oz megiim, and then we're able to reach lor ha-chaim, Shem Kor Kodesh, Or Hashem, Cholokol, Shel Zen, Nesuas, Enikol Chai, which is how Rav Kook ended the Torah that we learned. And through, especially on Yom Tov and Shabbos, we could reach Lor Chaim, Shem Kor Kodesh, Or Hashem, Cholokol, the Creator of all, the light of Hashem who creates all, Shel Zen, Nesuas, Enikol Chai. Because this is where all eyes of all creation is turned to this. This is the tachlis of our being in this world, is to be able to have this connection to the Makar, to Or HaChaim from Makar Kodesh, to that light of Makar Kodesh. No, so it's Parshas Vayetzai, Shabbos Vayetzai, so we should be zarech at least to think about the ladder that we learned about, at least to think about this ladder. Shabbos.